only does satellite dishes. It's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We've got tips, inspiration. We will help you build some confidence in projects that you can do yourself. So if you need a guide, you need a coach, or you need a home improvement therapist, well, that's us. Reach out to us with your questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, you know, one overlooked space where we all spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you've got to make every inch count. So we're going to share some ideas on how to maximize space in this oh-so-important room.
And filters for your HVAC system can help remove dust and make it a lot easier to breathe at home. But with so many choices out there, which type really is going to do the best job for you? We're going to help you sort out what's going to make you breathe easy, especially during the upcoming spring allergy season.
Plus, adding a driveway marker can be a fun and practical weekend project that can really step up your curb appeal. We'll have a few tips for building that project just ahead.
But first, is there a project that you are stuck in the middle of, or really even one that you just can't see or seem to get started? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ruth in Michigan has got a window question. What can we do for you?
My windows fogged up, and they had condensation on them, on the centers of them, as well as when it was really cold 2 years ago, I actually had frost on the inside of the window. Wow. And I didn't know what's wrong with the windows, what do we need to do with them. They were put in new about 25 years ago.
Okay. So that could be the problem, the age factor. So now when you say you see frost and condensation, is that on the interior side, or are you sort of seeing it in between the two panes of glass?
On the interior.
Okay. So generally what's happening is that the thermal seal, the gas that's in between those two panes of glass that regulates that temperature difference,
mm-hmm.
when you're starting to see condensation or when you see freezing on the interior, that means that the gas that was in between those two panes isn't there anymore. So you're not getting that thermal, you know, space in there to block that heat or the coolness transfer. And that can happen because there's a seal within the windows that eventually will fail. You know, it's not guaranteed to fail, but a window that's 25 years old, it's a good chance that that's no longer functioning for you. And I think at this point, that's not something that's really worth repairing, you know, or you should look into a replacement window for that, which, you know, could be super affordable. You can find some great prices out there, and then you'll be able to get one that's truly thermal pane and help you with all of your, you know, cool transferring situations.
Okay. So I may have to replace my windows, is what you're saying, rather than try to repair them.
Well, that's right. Once the window seal fails, it's not repairable. Now, generally, it doesn't result in a huge energy loss. It's mostly inconvenient because, as you've learned, they'll condense and fog. But if you want it to go away, you have to replace the windows. It's not repairable.
Okay, but it you're saying it doesn't necessarily reduce the insulation factor, huh?
It does to a certain extent. It's certainly not as efficient as a new window, but are you going to get a return on investment by replacing that window that's going to equal the amount of energy you saved? Probably not, or not, certainly not for a long time.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about that, too. Okay, that's been very helpful. I wasn't sure what was wrong, and I was wondering whether replacements would be the best option or not.
Well, now you know. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Anthony in New Jersey on the line who's got a question about a door project. What's happening? How can we help?
I live in a house that's in really good shape. It's only 30 years old, but, okay. You know, we're in doing some renovations and all that. But I have this old sliding glass door that's got the tempered panes in it, and I can still feel a draft and all that stuff coming through it. Even on a non-windy day, I can feel the cold radiating from that window.
Huh, okay.
And I was all trying to talk my wife into buying either a double or a single French-style door to go here, because I think it would be a lot more efficient, but we'd still be able to enjoy the back patio without having all the draft from a split window, I guess you could say, a sliding glass door.
Well, I will tell you that a French door is a difficult door to maintain a seal on.
Okay.
Because it has the center mullion, and then, of course, you have the top and the bottom and the sides. I've seen a lot of French doors that have fallen out of whack over the years, so that's not – I mean, a sliding glass door is pretty straightforward. If you have an old door and maybe you don't have good quality insulated glass, I'd much rather see you just replace the sliding glass door than replace it with a French door and be disappointed.
All right. That's why I called it an ask, because, you know.
Is that the original sliding glass door on the house, Anthony?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it would have changed a lot over 30, 35 years. You know, I put in a, what did I put in? I put in a Pella sliding glass door that I got from Lowe's, and it was a stock door, too. It wasn't terribly expensive. I remember it being into a 1906 house about a year ago, and I'm happy with it. Now, mind you, when you're standing near the door, the glass is always going to be colder than the wall, but I'll give you a little trick of the trade for that, and that is that if you have a curtain on that, you'll find that you don't feel that chilliness coming off the glass, because what happens is it actually kind of separates the warm air from hitting the glass, because if the glass is just raw, the warm air rises, it hits it, it condenses, and it falls, it cools and it falls, and that can feel like a draft. So even something as simple as putting a drape in front of a sliding glass door makes a difference in terms of comfort.
Oh, it's hugely helpful. I mean, we have so much glass. I mean, I live in a very tiny house, but an old house. And there's a lot of windows. So I have full walls that are sometimes, you know, three or four windows there. And I know that when it's going to be a cold day coming up, like the day before, I close those shades, like just in preparation for the cold.
We have vertical blinds on them. That's we don't have a curtain. It's just a vertical blinds.
Yeah, and that's not really going to help you. But you could also do like a honeycomb shade, and, you know, even a honeycomb shade that pulls down on a sliding glass door gives you the same functionality, but it gives you that insulative factor that will definitely stop that wind. And you can find some, you know, not terribly expensive, and even if it's just something you use seasonally and then swap back out, or just mount them, you know, sort of under the vertical blinds. Like, there's got to be a way you can have both in play.
Good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, small baths, you know, they don't really provide a lot of spaces for you to store your things, but hidden storage areas are abundant in a small bath if you know where to look. We're going to share some ideas coming up.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy.
Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deitch has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy getting our tips and tricks on the radio, well, we also would love to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
You can catch up on past episodes. We got a lot of them because I think today's episode is 2390. Can you believe that? 2390 episodes. Wow. But you can catch all of them or just the last one or two, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, it's countertop talking time. We've got Diane from Illinois on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
We've lived in this house for, my parents have, for like 65 years.
Okay.
And they have their original countertops that they put in, you know, about 5 years after they lived here. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to redo the top and like cleaning it off, sanding it down and putting spray on it, but nothing seems to fix it.
What kind of countertop is it?
Formica.
Okay, laminate top. Okay. Yeah, you'd mentioned in your question that you wanted to get information on Deitch Coatings. That is one of our sponsors, and they have some countertop products that I personally know pretty well because I've actually used them a number of times. You have options. They just released a new one called Marble Dream, and basically these are high-quality finishes that have real stone in them. And so You follow the directions. You can do it in about a weekend to prepare the top, and then you apply what is essentially a base coat or a primer, and then you put a finish coat. And then there's different techniques for getting the pattern you want. For example, I did one called Lux Rock, which was made to replicate granite. And after putting the base coat on and the top coat, I sanded it lightly, and it brought all these sort of glittery flakes out of the stone, like real granite. And then I sealed it with a clear coat. And it's funny because I had a friend of mine over. We were actually doing a photo shoot for a Trex deck that I had built. And I had she was the marketing director, and she says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm building a countertop." I said, "What do you think this is?" She's like, "I don't know. It looks like granite. It's beautiful." I said, "It's not. It's paint."
She said, no way. And I had to turn it over.
You were just fishing for compliments with your fancy art.
Yeah. And that's how good it looks. And all those products are kind of work that way. And I just got this week's shipment of a marble dream countertop for another kitchen I'm working on. And the marble dream is pretty cool because they perfected the way to get streaks or veins, I guess it's called, right, Leslie?
Yeah, the veining. And you can totally customize the way the veining looks. So truly based on how you like the look of marble, whether it's heavily veined or more sort of loose and sweeping, there's different ways that you can achieve that. And it truly is such a user-friendly kit.
I was reading some of the instructions. You can use a hairdryer to move the material around and get like a sort of a, like a circular waving kind of vein pattern or the streaky kind of vein pattern. So they give you all the tricks of the trade of it.
Well, how well does it hold up?
Well, the top that I put on the second floor in this house has been in there for a couple of years now and seems to be standing up really, really well. And you know what? If you need to refinish it, you just put another coat of urethane over it.
Oh, okay. Is that what you do on the top is put urethane?
Yeah, you do. And it's all in the kit. And I will say this, the materials are very high quality. I can always tell when I'm using a good quality paint product because of the way, like, the brush sort of, like, hugs it and drags across the surface. You can tell it really bonds very, very well. And that's what makes these products work so well. So,
okay, and it has, like, a water splash. You know, it comes up. So it comes up the wall a little bit and down, and it's like, on one side of the kitchen, they have a small kitchen, and then on the other side. How far does the kit cover?
I think it covers 40 square feet. The website is Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. Check it out. Take a look at the pictures, lots of photos, the videos. It's really quite attractive.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project.
Well, one overlooked space where we spend a lot of time is the bathroom. And if you're trying to give a small bathroom a makeover, you have got to make use of every inch.
That's right. And if you're going for a renovation, you really need to think about smart design to make the most of that very small space.
Now, the challenge of having a small bath is really that you're going to need the same things in the small bathroom that you would need if you had a really big bathroom, but you need to know how to place them and what to use to make the bathroom look like it's bigger than it actually is. Now, if it's a full bath, you're going to have a shower or a tub or, you know, a combo of the two there, and it's going to have a sink and a toilet, and that's really all you've got. You don't have a lot of space, so you got to make good use of it.
Now, when it comes to small space remodeling, it really starts at the door. So think about the swing of the door. What side is the hinges on? What side is the lock on? Do I even have room to swing the door? That's something to learn early, not later, because it could be a problem. You know, I've seen cases where people have forgot about the door till the end, and it turns out the toilet's in the way of the door. Not good. Now, if not, the other options might be a pocket door. Pocket doors slide in and out of the wall cavity, so no swing is needed, or you can use a barn-style door that slides along the outside wall, which can add a beautiful and kind of really modern or industrial kind of look to that space.
Now, next thing you should be thinking about is the mirror. Every space needs a mirror, and choosing the right one can actually make it feel bigger. The larger the mirror, the bigger the space could feel. Color is also important. Now, remember, lighter is always better, and that means the tile, if you're going to use tile, the paint finishes, the shower door, all of those things should be light, should be bright, should help make that space feel bigger. And if you do have a glass shower door that's not clear, guess what? That's a wall.
Yeah. Now, with small baths, storage is always a big, big problem, but you can sort of cleverly sneak out those spaces that will get you all the storage you need. For example, you can use a hotel-style towel rack. I like these because, unlike hotels, I put them up high on the wall. They kind of line the wall near the ceiling of my smaller bath, and they're just high enough where I can reach up, my wife can reach up and grab a towel, but they don't take up a lot of room. Or you can add a cabinet right above the toilet. There's a lot of space that's sort of vertically in line with the top of that toilet that could be useful for storing your necessities. The other thing you could do is put a recessed mirror above the sink. In fact, any interior wall is a great place to find space for making a recessed or a hidden cabinet without impacting your home's insulation, because if it's an inside wall, it's not insulated.
Do you remember, Tom, when I had that small, small apartment a million years ago on 28th Street, and I had one of those very inexpensive over-the-toilet cabinets? But, I mean, this was a bathroom that you could sit on the toilet, wash your hand in the sink, and put your foot in the shower. That's how small it was. And I came home from work one day, and I tried to open the bathroom door, which opened in also to make matters worse. And it wasn't budging. And I was like, who's in there? Who's in there? The cabinet had fallen over. I couldn't open the door. I had to take the door off the hinges. I was like, this is a small bathroom and that's going to kill me. So moral of the story, if you put one of those over the toilet cabinet things, make sure it's mounted to the wall. Let's just avoid problems there. Finally, guys, one of the absolute must-haves for your bathroom, really regardless of the size, is safety. So think about adding a handlebar, a tile bar, a grab bar, that kind of thing. But even if you don't actually need one right now, I mean, I broke my leg, and boy, one would have been super helpful in the shower during those months of recovery. But think about it. At every age, there's a benefit to having one of these safety rails, and they're designed very beautifully to look like, you know, not a hospital situation. So if you add it now, the benefits are endless, and then when you actually need one, it's there. David in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a native stone-faced fireplace, I guess, with a cinder block core. And it's thankfully on the outside of the house. However, the roof line continues so that it covers our carport. And if it rains substantially, after a bit, it begins to get little ripplets of water that drain on the outside of the stone, you know, into the carport. So it's a bit puzzling. We tried to rephase the flashing, you know, with just black tar and that sort of thing, but still seems to leak a bit, you know, when there's substantial rain.
So I'm having trouble imagining the layout here, but is this a situation where you have water from the roof that's running down towards the chimney?
Yes.
And does the chimney have a cricket? Do you know what a cricket is? It's like sort of a peaked piece of flashing that diverts the water around it.
It does have a flashing that runs around it. That's correct.
Okay. Well, a cricket is not just the flashing. A chimney cricket is like a modification of the roof plane where it pitches upwards so that the water doesn't actually strike the back of the chimney. It goes around the chimney.
Oh, no. It's a consistent roof line sloping downward.
So one thing that you could do is you could put a piece of flashing on the roof to intercept the runoff from the roof that's heading towards the chimney and sort of divert it around it. And that kind of like sort of diverter move will reduce the volume of water that's striking the chimney, and that can help minimize the problem. Now, in terms of the flashing repair itself, you mentioned tar. It's probably the worst thing you could put on a chimney, and I know that folks do it all the time. But the right way to do it if you have a flashing leak is to replace the flashing. And flashing is always installed in two pieces. You have a base flashing that goes under the roof shingles and against the chimney. Then you have a counter flashing that goes in the chimney mortar joints and then down on top of the base flashing. And it's done that way so it can expand and contract with the movement because the chimney is going to move differently than the roof. The tar might give you a temporary seal, but eventually it's just going to crack. So I would recommend you install a diverter, try to move some of the water around the chimney, and if it continues, do a better job repairing the flashing in the chimney because it shouldn't happen.
Okay, will do. I appreciate it so much. Enjoy your show.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your call, David.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, and boy, do I feel stuffy already, is spring allergy season. Let me tell you, it's probably going to be a bad one because I'm already stuffy. So now is the time that you should be picking up filters for your home HVAC system so you can breathe easy when it gets terrible out there. We're going to explain the options when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairground. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your calls, your questions at 1-888-MoneyPit or just go to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Kimberly in Delaware is on the line with an interesting question. I'm reading your bath mats got melted to the floor. How did that happen?
No, I clean houses for a living and I want to clean a house. And the lady asked me if I can get it up, and she said it's been there for 2 years.
What?
Wow. Stuck to the floor, huh? Hmm.
No, to the inside the bathtub. It melted inside the bathtub.
And you couldn't get it up? You couldn't pull it off?
No. No, I tried. It's stuck there. It's like cement.
I'm thinking it might be glued in place and not melted. Did she buy the house with this bath mat?
No, she's had the house for 20 years, and they put it, and she put the bath mat there herself. And she said her husband just put it in there so they wouldn't fall because they're elderly people. And it's been like that for 2 years, she said.
Well, I guess she would know herself if it was glued in place. I don't necessarily have a good solution for you here. I mean, generally, if I find something that's adhered and needs to be loosened up, I'll use a product like WD-40. But I'm afraid to tell you to use that in the bathtub because I don't want them to slip. But that tends to break any adhesive bond that is resulting, but it's also a lubricant. So, I mean, you could try very, very carefully under one corner of it, see if it loosens up, but you've got to rinse it thoroughly and scrub it thoroughly because otherwise you'll leave a very slick surface there. I guess the other thing that you could try would be an adhesive, a citrus-based adhesive remover. There are orange-based products, citrus-based products that are used to remove adhesive, but I have a hard time believing that this was an adhesive that actually glued itself to it. And I don't think it melted. I think there was some sort of maybe chemical reaction between the rubber mat and the bathtub that caused them to bond. Now, I will warn you that even if you get this up, it's very possible that the surface of the tub could be damaged. And, you know, you may be having something else that you don't like to look at there as a result.
And that's what I'm afraid of because I'm her house cleaner and I didn't want to get blamed for, you know, the tub being messed up either.
Yeah, then I don't think you should take – I don't think it's your responsibility. You know, I would say
okay.
You tried, but it's stuck in place and leave it at that. I agree with you. You don't want to make the situation worse and get them upset and then be potentially responsible for finding a solution to an impossible problem.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kimberly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit and have a great day.
Well, we can all agree that you can never have too much fresh air. That is unless you are an allergy sufferer and all of that air is loaded with pollen and dust and all of the things that make you feel miserable. Well, air cleaners and filters are supposed to remove those allergens and make you breathe easier. But with all of the competing claims, it's really hard to kind of sort out what's what.
Yeah, well, to start, filters are definitely a sort of first line of defense in your heating and air conditioning system. They're going to protect you, your lungs, and your heating and cooling equipment. And there's four basic types. There's what we call a spun filter. These are the least expensive. I call them rock stoppers. They're usually blue, like fiberglass. They're a dollar or two a piece. And they're supposed to be replaced once a month, but they really don't trap very much. A more efficient filter is a pleated filter. With pleated filters, they're folded. And because they're folded, that increases the surface area, and that makes them more efficient than the spun filters. Now, if you really want to step up filtration, you're going to go for a pleated electrostatic filter, which combines the pleated media with a static charge that improves efficiency. Think of it like a magnet. If you have a negative side of a magnet and a positive side, they're going to stick together. But if they're the same, they're going to get repelled. So they charge the different sides of the filter differently, and this way all the dust particles just zap in there and stay. But with all of these, the thing you want to look for is what's called the MERV rating, M-E-R-V. It stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values. And if you're an allergy sufferer, that value should be between 11 and 13.
Now, let's talk more about those electronic air cleaners. These seem to have come a really long way in recent years, and they've become able to catch more and more, I mean, even microscopic-sized particles. So, Tom, are they worth the investment?
I think so, especially if you have folks in your house that are sensitive to allergies and you just want to make sure that the air is as clean as it possibly can. I mean, the electronic filters essentially electronically pull out the tiniest of particles because, again, they're magnetized. And this can include viruses and bacteria and draws them to a collector plate where they can't really do any harm. Now, this is installed by an HVAC contractor. It's on the return side of your furnace or air conditioning system, and it pretty much works 24/7. To keep your air clean.
Yeah, since we're talking about these air filters, I do have to ask you. I mean, I see so much about duct cleaning, how it's so important and it can really make you feel sick. And we do get a lot of questions about ducts and should you clean them? Do you have to? Is it worth it? What's your gut on this?
Well, it's actually not my opinion. I'm going to give you the opinion of the EPA, who says that they do not recommend that air ducts be cleaned. In fact, they further say that there's never been a health benefit associated with cleaning your ducts. So generally what I tell folks is you don't have to do it on a routine basis. If you're in a circumstance where there's been a big construction project that has left your house very, very dirty and dusty, you want to do it one time to get all the dust out of those ducts, that's okay. But I just don't think it's worth it on a regular basis. And I think – that unfortunately a lot of the contractors kind of oversell it, making it sound like it's something you absolutely have to do that's going to have a huge health benefit. And I just don't think the evidence has proven that out yet. So I'd say save your money on that.
All right. Now, once we figure out what this filter situation is installation key here of this filter? I mean, you got to do it right to make it work.
Even if it's a spun filter or even if it's a simple pleated filter, it's got to be the right size. And there's going to be an arrow on the side of the filter that points toward the air direction. So basically, you want to make sure that points to the furnace when you install it or toward the return duct. And this way, it'll work properly to scrub the air.
This is the Money Pit. We are just inching towards spring, so I'm sure you're thinking about a lot of projects on your horizon at your Money Pit. What are you working on? What can we help you with? Whatever it is, shoot us an email, give us a call, whichever way you like to communicate. We'd love to lend a hand. Still ahead, building a driveway marker can be a super fun weekend project that definitely boosts your curb appeal. So we're going to have some tips to help you with this project after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you have home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, come on. You turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. We've got Charlie in Tennessee joining us here at the Money Pit with a painting project. What's happening?
Well, I've got a patio. It's old. It's not, my house is made back in the 1950s.
Okay.
And the concrete original, it's been painted several times. Well, the painting's flaking off, and then there's concrete coming up, too. So now my patio is pitted. I'm trying to figure out what would be the best way to cover up the pitting and smooth it back out and repaint it.
Okay, let me walk you through the project. So first of all, you're going to need to do a really good job of pressure washing that patio and getting up all of that loose paint, because you can't put anything over that loose paint. It's just not going to allow whatever we put next to stick. So you got to do a good job of that. You may have to get some wire brushes and get it there and scrape some of the stuff. It's a little bit, maybe flaking a little bit, but not ready to come off. Do a good job with that. Then the second thing I want you to do is there's a product called Recap, R-E-C-A-P. It's made by Quikrete and specifically designed to be able to layer over a deteriorated concrete surface like that. And you apply this stuff. It goes on pretty thin, you know, not a half inch, maybe a quarter inch, 3/8 of an inch. You trowel it on. You can put a broom finish on it if you want to have a little texture to it. And once it dries, it will not come up. You can't use regular concrete because it just won't last. And then the last thing you can do is paint that. Now, in terms of painting, if you do want to paint it, by the way, if you resurface it with the Recap, you don't have to. But if you do want to paint it, the only way I would paint it is I would use an epoxy painting system. So epoxy paints are two-part paints. You mix them together. They have really good binding capabilities to really stick to that old concrete. You can take a look at the product that I use was made by Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. I used it on my basement floor. And, man, I tell you what, it really did a good job and stuck to the concrete there very, very well. So that's what you have to do. You have to clean it. You have to resurface it. And then if you want to, you could paint it. DeichCoatings.com. They have a product, a floor coating there. It's designed specifically for garages, and I think that would be a product that you could use. Or they actually have some other decorative products that people use, like around pool decks and stuff. There's a whole bunch of floor products there, but the unique thing about those products is they're all made with real stone.
Okay, you guys are great. Thank you so much.
Well, you may have noticed that the homes that really stand out are the ones that have a little extra something at the end of their driveway, and I'm talking about a driveway marker.
That's right, and there's an aesthetic reason, of course. They just look nice. They kind of set off your home from the street, and they set a tone that's just sort of a notch above. But they can also help identify your house for everyone from delivery people to, more importantly, first responders like fire, police, and EMTs.
Now, why should you be installing these? Because think about it. In a rural area, a mailbox truly is the only thing that identifies your house from the main road. So adding a marker really helps people find your home. And there's a lot of types of driveway markers. They can be made from stone, brick, wood, metal fencing pieces, you name it. The one you choose is completely up to you, but you should be taking your home style into consideration. If you live in a modest colonial style, you're probably not going to put in giant columns on either side of your driveway. So definitely look for architectural details that match your house itself.
You know, there's really four things to consider the way I look at this. The size, the material, think about adding reflectors, and the installation, because you want to make sure your markers, no matter what material you choose, aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And in terms of the material, I go for durability. So I'm all in for like doing brick because I know it's going to last for the ages.
And of course, one of the most common types out there is a white picket fence style. You see these a lot. It's just two simple corners on either side of the driveway. It really dresses it up. And best, you can use stock fencing pieces for this. So it definitely keeps the cost down. And it's definitely a DIY project.
Absolutely. You can do it yourself.
Susan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, my house is approximately 100 years old, and it's pretty much been redone. But I was taking some sheetrock off one of the walls in one of the rooms, and I know that all my walls behind the sheetrock on the walls and ceiling are 1x6s, very close together. And so I was thinking about taking the sheetrock off, I guess staining or doing something with the 1x6s. But I want to know how you seal the cracks, you know, where the 1x6s join each other. They're small cracks.
So the 1x6s, are they on top of like plaster or something like that? It sounds like there are furring strips that were put in place to hold the sheetrock. Is that correct?
No. Behind the sheetrock, the 1x6s, and then
on top of that one by six is this old-timey wallpaper.
Oh, okay. So this is the original walls of the house. All right, interesting.
Yes.
So you wouldn't seal the cracks. You would basically celebrate the cracks. You're not going to hide them. So what would you like to do with the one by? You want to paint it or stain it or what?
I want to stain it. I want natural wood.
Okay. So you got a big sanding project in front of you, but you can do it. You know, you're going to have to use a pretty coarse sandpaper to cut through whatever's there. You're going to have to sand them down, and then you can seal that wood, and you can stain it, and you can put a varnish on it or a urethane on it. I wouldn't use anything with much of a sheen to it. I'd probably use flat or semi-gloss. You can stain it, but then you can use a flat polyurethane. It has no sheen to it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Dave has a big basketball court. Now he wants to convert that to a shop. Hold up. He wants to make the court into a shop?
He wants to turn the court into a workshop. Okay.
Like an outdoor one? Are we putting it in the garage? I have so many questions. This really is a first for us. So we're going to see what we can do to help him make his shop. All right, coming up.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you guys look around your house, what is the one thing that you would like to get done in terms of a home improvement or remodeling project? Once you figure that out, reach out to us and we'll tell you where to start. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Dave from Illinois wrote into Team Money Pit, and get this, he wants to convert a basketball court to a shop. Interesting.
Okay.
Here he says, this spring I'm building a new workshop, 20 by 40 with 8-foot ceilings, drywalled and insulated. I have an unused basketball court that size, which would be perfect as a floor. I get it. All right. It's not like his driveway court that he and the kids play on. He's like, yeah, I'm going to turn it into this. So I see where we're going here. Now he says it's 4.5 inches thick, reinforced concrete in great shape. Would it be a strong enough support to hold the weight of the shop, or is it better to build a post-frame building around it?
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So look, this we get a question like this a lot, and it's not. This is the first time we've got it about a basketball court, but very often someone will say, I have a patio that goes off the back of my house, and now I want to convert that into living space. Can I just put walls up and a roof? And unfortunately, then the answer is no, you can't do that, because foundations are thick for a reason, because they stand up the frost heave, and you can't just rely on 4.5 inches not to move. It's going to move. The ground's going to swell. It's going to push that floor up and down and push the walls up and down with it. So because you don't have a foundation there underneath that slab, it essentially is like a big patio. You can't just start building on top of it. But I do like your idea of going around it and using it as the floor of the building. That's smart. Now, post and beam basically means you're going to be building columns and beams right outside the edge of that patio, and that's going to have its own support system that will go right down to the frost level. So I think that will work fine, but you can't just start on top of that slab, even though it'd probably be easier and less work. But you're going to be sad if you go through all this work and it turns out that the floors start to crack and things start to shift and you just won't be happy. So go with the post and beam. That's definitely a great idea.
All right, now we've got one here from Peggy, who wants to paint her dark cherry kitchen cabinets white. Have you ever known anyone who's regretted painting their cherry cabinets? How would I proceed, and what products would you use? I don't have cherry cabinets, but they were oak with a heavy, heavy, heavy grain and like that reddish tone, and I hated their guts, and I don't regret for a second that I painted them white.
Yeah.
It just definitely, because the oak had such a heavy grain, we had to fill in the grain a little bit, really sand it, spray the paint on. I don't know what the difference would be with a cherry cabinet, but what do you think, Tom?
The fact that it's a cherry cabinet is kind of immaterial. You still have to prep the surface properly, right? So you have to light sand it. One of the things I would recommend is a product called a deglosser, also known as liquid sandpaper, because it helps to take that shiny, smooth finish that's left, even after you sanded, and gives it a little bit of a tact so that the primer coat sticks really, really well to it. You're going to use a good quality primer, and I would make sure, of course, I'm using a white primer because that's the color that you want when you're done. And then you use a good quality top coat. And I think if you do that, there's no reason you can't turn those dark cherry cabinets into a beautiful white cabinet kitchen. I would also pay attention to the sheen. I'm thinking like satin or semi-gloss, right, Leslie? You certainly don't want anything shinier than that.
No, and I think you don't want anything less either because it's more difficult to clean. But I do love a semi-gloss for a cabinet over the satin.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little bit of your time this weekend with us. We hope that we've shared a tip or two that's helpful in your plans for your home. If you've got questions about projects that you are tackling now, or you want to tackle, reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Didn't take media outlets long to call the winner of Saturday's South Carolina primary. Seemingly within seconds of polls closing, former President Trump had the checkmark with a 60-plus to 30-plus percentage point difference. In Columbia, Mr. Trump said the message now should be crystal clear.
Right now, we're a laughingstock all over the world. Our country is going to be respected again, respected like never before.
In Charleston, former two-time South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says, despite not holding her own state, she's in no mood to drop out.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Next up is the primary calendar is Michigan on Tuesday. A suspect in custody in connection with the killing of a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus.
Athens resident Jose Antonio Ibarra was taken into custody Friday for the death of 22-year-old Lake and Hope Riley, says University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark.
He did not know her at all. I think this was a crime of opportunity where he saw an individual bad things happen.
The chief says a trail of evidence, including video, led them to the 26-year-old suspect who faces a slew of charges in the Thursday murder of Riley, who was found near running trails.
This is a heartbreaking time for the university.
Audio courtesy WSB, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. and Britain have struck some 18 Houthi targets across multiple locations in Yemen. This morning's action in retaliation to a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group on ships in the Red Sea, as well as in the Gulf of Aden. News and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A defeat for the NCAA is a victory for athletes.
A federal judge barring the organization from enforcing its rules prohibiting name, image, and likeness compensation for recruits by granting a preliminary injunction demanded by the states of Tennessee and Virginia. Now, the ruling undercuts what has been a fundamental principle of the NCAA's model of amateurism for decades. Simply, third parties cannot pay recruits to attend a particular school. But the judge wrote the NCAA's prohibition likely violates federal antitrust law and harms athletes. Jason Walker reporting.
Top college teams scoring. At number 2, Houston beat 11th-ranked Baylor 82-76. Number 4, Arizona over Washington 91-75. Unranked Wake Forest, though, upsets 8th-ranked Duke 83-79. This is SRN and townhall.com. We're looking for an outdoor activity. How about swimming in a frozen lake?
The 10th annual Winter Swimming Festival in Newport, Vermont, has competitors plunging into a swimming pool-sized hole cut out from a frozen lake. In sub-freezing water, they compete in normal races,
okay, in the water,
like the 200-meter freestyle and others. Competitors emerged from the water to an air temperature around 15 degrees this weekend, wrapped up in towels, and then led to a warming building. Swimmers came to the Vermont competition from as far away as California and even from England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
According to the most recent estimates from the National Center for Health Statistics, about 73% of American adults live in households where there were only wireless phones. For those 65 and older, less than half were estimated to be using cell phones exclusively. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions because we're here to help you get those projects done. This is episode 2391. If you're keeping track, we are. And I can't believe we're about ready to hit 2400. But if you love the show, you can listen 24/7 at moneypit.com or anytime by podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Now, our mission is to help you guys get stuff done. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer kind of person, great. If you're a do-it-for-me kind of person that loves to hire pros, that's also great. We can make sure that you know what to look for, what questions to ask so the job gets done right the first time. But you have to help yourself first by reaching out to us with those questions. You can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's program, are you guys noticing that your home might seem to trip the circuit breakers a little more often than you expect, which is like never? Well, it might be time to upgrade your circuit breaker panel. We're going to share how to know if it's time for a power upgrade in just a bit.
And, you know, there's so many choices in heating fuel out there, but have you ever wondered which one is the most efficient? We're going to sort the differences between oil, gas, propane, and electric heat to help you determine which is going to deliver the best energy efficiency just ahead.
And is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat just escapes 24/7? Well, there is if you have an attic access panel or an attic staircase installed. We're going to share how to make sure the only thing that goes up into that attic space is you, maybe just to kind of change out the Christmas decorations or whatever.
You know, winter clothes, summer clothes.
Yeah.
All right. But before all that, we are here for you. So if you need some help with a renovation, a repair, a decor project, reach out because we've got tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. If you've got a DIY project on your to-do list, let us help make it a DIY done project.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
Putting down a laminate flooring in my kitchen that houses a washer and dryer. The
washing and dry, they shimmy a bit.
You mean they shimmy as in they're moving across the floor, or they just shake a lot?
They shake a lot. I mean, they shimmy to the point of, if I have my coffee pot on the stove, the water will shimmy a little bit in the pot.
Seriously. Now, I mean, that could be a balancing thing. It could be, quite frankly, that your washing machine itself isn't perfectly leveled. That could be a matter of adjusting the legs or something's up with the flooring underneath it. But, you know, that could be one thing. Or if it's not happening with every single load, it could be, you know, how you're loading the washing machine. You could have too much stuff in it. But I would start really by making sure that the washing machine is perfectly leveled and perfectly balanced. And then there are actually pads that you can get at the home centers, even like a Bed Bath & Beyond type place. It's like an anti-vibration pad that goes underneath. Some of them are large enough to fit underneath the entire washing machine, and some of them are more for like the corners under the legs. But they're meant almost like shock absorbers from the machine to the floor. So definitely start with making sure it's fully balanced and level.
And I can put these machines directly on my laminate flooring?
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, if they're going to shake a lot, you're going to get some abrasion, especially if you get dirt under the leg, that could wear through the laminate surface. But I think Leslie's spot on. Get it leveled, and then get the anti-vibration pads or blocks. You can Google this. You know, you'll find them. I've got four of them. One under each leg of my washing machine, and I had it in there from when it was brand new, and it didn't really shake at all, but it was on the second floor, so I wanted to make sure it was as quiet as possible, and they work fantastic. They're just like rubber spacers that go under the leg of each of the four legs of the washer, and they sit on the floor, and because they're rubber, also, they will protect the laminate floor from any scratching.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right?
Yeah,
you know, everybody thinks it's indestructible and you know, always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. You know, it's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, you know, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So you got to kind of accept that. It's like if you have copper. We had somebody that called once and said, you know, I can't keep my copper gutters without turning green. I'm like, people pay extra for that. You know, that's called patina. It's like the natural way copper turns. And with stainless, it's going to get stained and it's going to get discolored and you're going to have to polish it probably more than you like to. But that's just kind of the way it rolls. Right, Leslie?
I mean, it definitely is. And, you know, it's interesting because some of the appliances have made that turn towards the non-fingerprinting stainless. Because it's amazing how quickly stainless steel does get fingerprinty. And one thing I didn't realize, which I should have before I got my stainless fridge, is that you can't put a magnet on it. So then it's like all the fun things you'd put up of your kids, you know, it's kind of useless. You can't put any of those things up. And in fact, some now manufacturers are putting a magnet, a magnetic backing on their stainless so that you can do that.
That'd be a big problem in my house. I don't think I've seen the refrigerator
right. Door
since it was delivered.
I mean, it's true, but there are, you know, special products that are meant for cleaning stainless steel. It's important that when you do clean the stainless that you wipe it in the grain of the stainless itself because you can then scratch it and cause like a weird swirling pattern. In my opinion, it's gorgeous and I think it's worth the work. So, you know, it's just something you gotta deal with, unfortunately.
What products would you suggest or process to clean?
You know, the one that I actually like actually comes in a wipe format, and it's called Weiman. It's Weiman. I know you can get it at Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get it in a spray. You can get it in the wipe. I think the wipe kind of just makes it, you know, the easiest to deal with. Plus, then you end up with extra liquid at the bottom, and you can use regular rags when you're done. But I think the important thing is, you know, use a product that's meant for stainless, and you'll find that you have good success with it.
Okay, is there any type of polish to put over that then to help preclude getting stained again right away?
I don't think so, because you're not going to be able to like buff this to keep it clean in that sense. So I think it's just a matter of wiping it down on a regular basis. It's more of a maintenance issue, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Marianne in Georgia on the line who's dealing with a very chilly laundry room. What's going on?
I live in a townhome. My laundry room, which is kind of an extension of my kitchen, is very cold. There's not a heating vent in there. Is there any way to insulate around, say, the hot and cold water pipes that come in for the washer
Thank you.
Hey, Marianne. Well, if you're asking us how do you insulate those pipes so that they don't freeze, the answer there is to use pipe insulation. Now, pipe insulation is available in a long foam tube, and it's slit down the middle, so you kind of like spread it apart and then wrap it around the pipe. Now, if you have gaps where there's cold air getting in, then I would use an expanded polyurethane insulation, like great stuff. I tell you to get the kind that's designed for windows and doors because it's not going to expand so much that it could actually push the drywall off of the wall. It's a little more squishy. But if you use that kind of insulation there, that can also help to stop some of the cold air that's getting in there. And, of course, if it is a really cold night, make sure you leave the door open. Now, if it's comfort, then maybe that's another issue.
Yeah, and I mean, also think about, you can add an electric baseboard heater into the space. I mean, I know we're talking about keeping the pipes warm so they don't freeze, but in addition to keeping you comfortable, you know, a smaller electric baseboard heater is going to keep you warm while you're in there sort of on demand and not be a ridiculous amount of money. So that kind of solves your problem.
Exactly. Good point.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, it might be a nuisance, but circuit breakers trip for a major safety reason, not just because they feel like there's something going on, guys. So we're going to explain why they are definitely worth paying attention to when the Money Pit continues. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you've got a home improvement question and you're wondering, who can I ask? I really wish I knew who to call or email or post to. Ah, I know. It's us, you guys. You can definitely turn to us for the answers. We're going to help you save time, money, help you avoid all of those hassles that really just make it a pain in the butt to get to your dream house. So follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast so we can lend a hand. Heading over to Brooklyn, New York, we've got David on the line who's dealing with an issue. What's going on at this brownstone?
So we're renovating this brownstone, and the whole floor is open. And we have now an option of putting a radiant heat, and we can put the radiant heat on the top of the floor, or we can put it on the bottom of the floor with these aluminum plates. And I just wanted to know which was the better way to do it. The one on the top seems to require lots of cement work, or and all of that. On the bottom, it seems so much simpler. And I don't need to plan ahead of how I'm going to design the room. I can do it later. So I would like to know which one is a better option.
I'm a little confused by when you say on top of the floor versus on the bottom of the floor. So are you talking about what kind of floor are we talking about here?
We have a plywood floor. It's on a wood, okay, wooden joists and plywood floor lying right on top of it. That's how it is right now.
So you're asking me if you should put it underneath the plywood floor or put it on top of the plywood floor?
Yeah.
There's a type of sheathing for radiant heat that's like 4x8 sheets, but it has it has tracks that are cut into it. They're all sort of routed out for the express purpose of laying in PEX piping into the sheet. And so you put the sheathing down and you put this PEX piping into the sheet so it's flat. And then you can floor on top of it so you could put, really any kind of flooring you want. I mean, you're not going to want to use something that's nailed down, but you could use like a parquet that's interlocking, or you could use a luxury vinyl plank or a stone hybrid product or something like of that nature. And you're not going to regret having radiant heat. It's really a nice, comfortable floor.
Well, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something when poof, the lights go out. Now, it seems to happen at the worst possible time, too, and it might be a nuisance, but circuit breakers tripping, they do so because there's a major safety situation going on.
Yeah, and that is to protect from an overload. Too many appliances running at the same time can cause too much power to draw, and what that does is it overheats the wire, and without a circuit breaker to protect that wire, it could catch fire. Now, the second thing that a circuit breaker does is protects from a short circuit, which is what happens when an appliance breaks down. This just happened to us this week. We had put in a circuit breaker panel in a garage, and it was working fine. And I noticed that overnight, it kept tripping a circuit. Well, it turned out, as it got cold, for whatever reason, there was a short circuit in an exterior line, and instead of causing a shock or a fire, it just turned off the breaker. So once we figured that out, disconnect the circuit, I think we got to run a new wire underground. So we're just going to put that off to the spring. But it definitely did the trick.
All right. Now, there's also a fairly new type of circuit breaker that can help prevent fires, and that's called an arc fault circuit interrupter. But how do these work, Tom?
Yeah, it's kind of like the next level of protection, like against small arcs, which is, for example, if you have a short circuit and you get like a spark, that's kind of an arc. And the arc fault circuit interrupter protects against that and shuts the circuit down before a fire could occur.
All right, so we've talked about the arc fault circuit interrupter, the AFCIs. Now let's cover another that's been around a lot longer, and I think a lot of people are familiar with it. Maybe they don't know what it stands for, but you've definitely said those letters, GFCI, which is a ground fault circuit interrupter.
Yeah, that's the outlet that everyone has that has the test and the reset button built in, usually in kitchens
or
in bathrooms, right. And the way it works is the ground fault is where electricity travels the path of ground. So if you get a short circuit and the ground may be you, let's say you're plugging in a lamp and the lamp has got a short, you don't want to take that shock, right? So you want that shock is going to go right to ground, but instead of going to ground, it goes to the ground fault, and the ground fault turns the circuit off. It detects 0.02 of an amp charge going to ground, which is not enough for you to get hurt. And they're really required anywhere there's a wet location. So kitchens, bathrooms, outside your house, garages, and so on. And here's a little tricky thing about ground fault circuit interrupters. You can use them in a electric panel or you can use them in an outlet. And sometimes when you use them in an outlet, you can have several outlets connected to them. So, for example, I used to get a call, Leslie, when I was a home inspector, and one of my clients had bought a house, and they said, everything's great, except we have no power in our bathroom and our this and our that. And I'm like, oh, did you trip the ground fault breaker? Well, no, we didn't do that. I'm like, here's what I want you to do. Go into the garage. I want you to look at every wall and find the one that's got the outlet with the buttons on it. It's not here. It's not just, never mind. They'd reset it, and all of a sudden, all the outlets would have power again. So remember that one ground fault can cover a bunch of outlets.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on the slab, and I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil, and if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab-on-grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
All right, we're heading out to Pennsylvania where Gina's on the line who's dealing with some smelly shower drains. What is going on over there?
We've been smelling sewer gas coming from the drain in our shower. I thought there might be a clog in the P-trap, so I poured baking soda and vinegar into the drain, but still the scent remains. What could be causing this, and how can we resolve the problem?
Well, Gene, if you've cleaned the P-trap out, that was a smart thing to do, but you didn't mention whether or not you had dumped any bleach down there. And I'll tell you why that could be helpful here, because a lot of times when you get strong odors that can smell like sewer gas, it's really a bacteria that grows in the drain, and it's called biogas, which you're smelling. And the way to clean that is by dumping some bleach down there and using that to sort of clean and swish around that drain, letting it sit for a while and then flushing it and then doing it again. Or you could use an oxygenated bleach cleaner. I wouldn't use both, but you could use an oxygenated cleaner, and that does the same thing. I'd like to make sure you're eliminating the biogas, and I would also do that while you're at it with your sink drains in that bathroom as well, because sometimes you'll get that same bacteria that will form in sink drains, sometimes even in the overflow channel of the sink. And do those three areas, the overflow, the sink drain, and the tub drain, and see what happens. If you have a problem, reach out back to us, but I think it sounds to me like it's a biogas issue. It's not a venting problem.
This is the Money Pit. Still to come, gas, oil, propane, electric. There's so many ways that you can be heating your home. Are you wondering which is the most efficient? What about which one's the cheapest? We're going to tell you after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn?
while time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite 241-3474.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. I'm already thinking about my spring projects because it's getting kind of like teasingly warm now, right? Occasionally you get a warm day and think, oh, I got something started, but then I can't because I know it's going to snow. But it's getting there. It's getting closer and closer. If you've got some projects that you're thinking about doing, we'd love to help. Call us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for y'all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and Bill said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something, older home, you've got spray foam.
Yeah, good memory, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as I think about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam, so sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient, and it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has a lower vapor permanence, it's called. Also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell. And you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I have closed cell down the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right, take care. Good luck with that project.
So have you been bombarded with ads compelling you to choose propane over oil or natural gas over electric? Well, all of those competing claims make it very hard for you to figure out what the best deal is. According to the Department of Energy, the best home heating fuel option for your home really depends on a variety of things, including the cost, the availability of that fuel in your area, and the cost of maintenance and installation.
Yeah, and the truth is that for the most of us, our home heating fuel options may not be up to us. You know, since the fuel has to match the heating appliance that was installed in your home, your apartment, or your condo, switching from one fuel to another usually isn't practical, but there are some ways to save.
So if you heat by oil, or in some cases propane, one way that you can cut costs is to join a fuel oil cooperative. Now, a cooperative is a group that forms to purchase the fuel in bulk at a discounted price, which is then passed along to the end users. And the cooperatives have been around for more than 20 years, and joining one can definitely result in some substantial savings. You just have to remember that these providers do not offer a service like in an emergency. If you need an oil delivery on a cold weekend night and you're out, like, you're kind of in a jam in that situation, but the savings are for sure there.
Absolutely.
June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes,
and I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's, you know, it's fairly new. But I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra, where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop their floors from cracking, because there's no easy answer. It's just, it's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Dietra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Dietra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, June, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat can escape? Well, we bet there is.
We'll explain how to stop wasting heat that works its way around attic hatchways and stairs when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Well, he's done it again. Our friend Peter Deich has created another unique kit that makes it easy and cost-effective to change the look of surfaces in your home. The new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few steps with no special skills needed. For just $169, you can cover any laminate, concrete, plywood, or solid surface with a beautiful marble finish. Order your Marble Dream Kit today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy getting our tips and tricks on the radio, we'd also like to invite you to join us on the Money Pit podcast.
Catch up on past episodes or hear the latest, and it's all free. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, we've got Alvin on the line who's dealing with a structural issue over at the Money Pit and they live in. What's going on?
Well, I've got a brick ranch. It's about 100 feet long, no basement, 3 foot crawl space.
Okay.
And what's happened is the center of the house spine has broken, and the floors dropped down, and, of course, some of the walls are splitting, and I got under the house and looked, and what's happened is the builders, when they built the house, most of the cinder blocks were filled to make them solid, but the two right in the center of the house were left open, and what's happened is the weight of the house over time, and I had a heavy bookcase above there, has just crushed the floor in. Those cinder blocks just crumbled.
Oh, man, what a mess.
And I've tried jack it back up, and the ground is good and solid under there, but everywhere that the hydraulic jack presses into the 2x10s, there's 3 of them nailed together, it just presses into the wood, and it's not lifting the house.
Well, all right, you got quite an issue there. I don't know that I would do this myself. You really need to have an experienced pro behind this. Also, you have to realize that when you start lifting this house back up, you're going to move everything that basically fell to begin with, so you'll end up with additional repairs. You could also stress out electrical connections or plumbing connections, and those could be require repair or potentially be unsafe. To get the house jacked back up, you probably just don't have the right equipment, because typically on a situation like that, it would be a pretty heavy-duty jack. You say you got good solid soil underneath, but you essentially are going to distribute out that weight. You're not just going to have the jack contact with those 3 wood beams. You'll probably have like an I-beam that goes between the jack and those beams you're trying to lift, so that you could spread out the lift to a much wider footprint, and that would distribute the weight and stop this problem of the jack actually pressing into the wood. And then, of course, once you get it up there, you have to rebuild the column properly. Footing's probably still okay, but you probably have to tear out that block and rebuild it or put a new column in there and then let it back down. So it's, you know, it seems, as I describe it, a fairly straightforward process, but there's a lot that could go wrong. I think you're onto something with trying to repair this, though, in that fashion, because you can't let it get any worse. And it does sound like it's an active problem. So the other thing to consider is if you want to get the help of a structural engineer, this could come up if you ever sold the house. And it's always helpful when you say that you consulted a design professional like that, and they basically designed the repair. I told you exactly what to do. Then you had a contractor do it per the engineer's specification. Then the engineer reinspected to confirm it's done correctly. It's kind of like having a pedigree or a seal of approval on that work, and you can assure yourself it will have no impact on the value of your home by following that process. So sounds like you got a project in front of you, my friend.
So is there a big hole in your ceiling where heat can escape? There could be if your attic door hatch isn't insulated or sealed.
Yeah, so to find out, what you want to do is open your attic access and check to see if the door is sealed and insulated. Now, typically, an attic hatchway will be sealed with weather stripping that could be like foam tape or even a rubber gasket where the door makes contact with the door frame, which is usually like trim that is around that opening.
Yeah, if your attic door has attached pull-down stairs, insulation typically takes the form of a foam box that's going to fit over the opening and then has to be moved to enter the attic. If you don't have pull-down stairs, the attic door is typically insulated with foam or bat insulation that's attached directly to the backside of that door.
Yeah, we have an attic stair that actually has a foam surface built into it, so it is quite warm. And here's why that's important. An unsealed or uninsulated attic door is basically a big hole in the ceiling of your house. So your attic may have plenty of insulation, but if that door isn't sealed and insulated as well, you aren't getting the full benefit.
And adding weather stripping and insulation to that attic door is a simple DIY project that typically costs less than $25. Now, if your attic door does not have pull-down stairs, you can attach that foam board or that bat insulation directly to that door.
And if you do have pull-down stairs, you can actually build a box out of that foam board or purchase a pre-made model. They're not very expensive and very simple to install.
Michelle in Pennsylvania is on the line with a question about a heat pump. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a pretty big house, lots of windows, and so I want to kind of section off parts of the house that I don't really live in. Problem is those parts of the house is the formal living, formal dining room, and that's where my thermostat is located.
Ah, okay.
So Yeah, so I feel like if I lower the thermostat, then it's going to kick on even harder.
Yeah, Michelle, you know, there is a solution for that, and it comes in the form of a thermostat, a smart thermostat. And what I'm thinking of is a thermostat that's called an Ecobee. It's E-C-O-B-E-E. And what's different about the Ecobee smart thermostat, it has all the technology you'll see in other Wi-Fi thermostats, you know, like the fact that you can control it from your smartphone and knows when you're home, knows when you're away. But what Ecobee also has are wireless remote sensors. So you can put sensors in different parts of the room, different parts of the house, and then you could tell the heating system what the temperature should be in that room, and it should read that and determine whether it should go on or off. So in the rooms that you don't use that much, you could have a very cold temperature, and in the rooms that you do use, you could have a very warm temperature, and it would kind of read just that particular area and not the area where the original thermostat is mounted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So what's something like that going to run?
Yeah, it's not terribly expensive, and the installation is sort of DIY. You know, I think they're probably a couple $100, but go to ecobee.com, E-C-O-B-E-E, and you can shop online or you can find it on Amazon. I think it's probably the answer to your particular situation, because heat pumps are expensive to run. And so you want to make sure that you're using the thermostat properly.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining this hour. Coming up, as the saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But if you enjoy shopping for furniture at garage sales or estate auctions, you do need to be careful to make sure that you're not buying furniture that's unsafe. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Call for details.
Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's going on in your money pit? If you need some help taking on a project and fixing up your space, give us a call. We're happy to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rick wrote into Team Money Pit saying he's driving an older truck and it's been dripping motor oil on the garage floor. Aside from fixing the truck, I know about
step
that.
Step one.
You got any tips on products to clean that floor with?
Yeah. What I would do is I would pick up some borax and I would mix it with water into a paste. And I would apply that paste to the stained area and let it sit for a bit. And then once it sits, you can rinse it off. That will do a decent job of lifting that stain. Now, if it's a fresh stain, you could also put kitty litter down, and that will help soak it up. But definitely fix the truck, because you can only do this so many times until it's just going to be permanently stained. And then there's nothing else that you're going to be able to do except paint it. Even that's going to be a challenge because you've got greasy concrete trying to go over.
All right, now we've got one from Terry who says, I have a greasy buildup on the kitchen cabinets. Boy, grease is the popular question of the
it
hour,
is,
apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how to best clean them without damaging the wood. I would first try vinegar, honestly.
Vinegar and water, right? Like a mixture of that.
Yeah, and I'm like talking about like white vinegar, not like salad vinegar.
Yeah. And then I think if you want to ramp it up, you could try Murphy's Oil Soap, which is a very gentle cleaner. The thing is you can't, you know, get the cabinets too wet. And above that, I like Crud Cutter. I've been using that in my house. Crud Cutter makes a cleaner degreaser that's really good at cleaning cabinet surfaces. As long as you don't let it sit on there too long, it works really super well. So there's some options for you.
Yeah, and while we're talking about grease, like let's stick to greasy things in the kitchen. How about the vent hood over the range? That thing gets surprisingly greasy, and I think a lot of people don't realize there's filters on there that you should either be changing or cleaning. And if you do that and get rid of the grease buildup on that so that the air flows nicely and the way it's supposed to, you can get rid of a lot of the grease that's on your cabinets.
Well, using found items is a great way to decorate. There are many vintage pieces just waiting for the right touch. And you know the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. But you need to be sure that what you're picking up, either at a garage sale or even off the street, is safe, especially if you're using it in kids' rooms. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, if you decide to do a little garage or estate shopping to save some cash, you want to be careful about which vintage pieces you choose, especially for your kids' room. Now, you don't want to get anything with old chipping and potentially lead-based paint. You also want to make sure you stay away from furniture with out-of-date latches and hardware, especially like a crib or a chest of drawers. Now, you can also check at the CPSC.gov website for recalled items there. And don't be afraid to salvage old pieces. You can save money. You can save the planet. You just have to be smart about it because crib safety has changed so much. Railings on headboards or side rails on kids' beds, that has changed so much as far as the spacing of things. So definitely think smart before you go and make that deal. Check out the Consumer Product Safety Commission's website before you do purchase anything, just to make sure you're getting a good and safe deal.
Yep, and that's at CPSC.gov. Coming up on the next edition of The Money Pit, if you could use a better night's sleep, and who couldn't, it turns out that March is the best month to buy a mattress. There's discounts out there now, guys, ranging in the area of 50%. So we're going to share tips on what to look for when you're buying a new mattress on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My old tender way, So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.